You couldn't make it up. English news on December the 17th. Well, it's official. England can't play cricket. Well, at least not at the level of the Australian team playing on their own turf. We've just lost the third match in a row by a humiliating margin. The cloud's faint silver lining was that Ben Stokes made his maiden test century. The first time he scored 100 in a test match. In cricket, we also use the word maiden to describe an over which is bowled without a run being scored from any of the six balls. Off the top of my head, I think Ben's knock may be the only English century of the three matches. In another case of batting on the back foot, that is, batting defensively in the face of an aggressive bowling attack, the English Home Secretary, Theresa May, was stumped for answers to persistent questions from Keith Vaz, the Home Affairs Select Committee Chairman. She could not or would not say what evidence there was to back up claims by England's spy chiefs that the public disclosure of the widespread snooping and listening in on all our emails and phone calls had harmed England's security and put secret agents' lives at risk. Theresa May's padding away of questions makes an unimpressive display of English parliamentary obfuscation. The highest powers in the land, being evasive and obstructive, in other words. Finally, one small bone dug up from an ancient burial site in Kenya has pushed back the earliest date at which humans could have played cricket by 500,000 years. The structure of this bone from a distant ancestor's hand shows that it was developed in a way that allows it to bend at the wrist as our hands do today. It had previously been believed that this anatomical evolution was restricted to 1,000,000 years ago. But now we know Australopithecus may have been winning the Ashes against Homo erectus 1.5 million years before today's latest debacle. That's all for now. Bye.